Hi, in this video I'd like to talk about continuation patterns and reversal patterns. So let's start now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 21st of June. And remember last week I said I was going to talk about continuation patterns or reversal patterns. So that's what I wanted to start with on today's video. And when I'm trading, I'm looking for one or the other. So in other words, if we were in, let's say, an uptrend at the moment, and we saw a pattern to go short, and it looks like it's in an overbought area, and we're then looking after a large uptrend to sell a currency, that is what I call a reversal pattern. And it looks quite dramatic on your charts because you're finding that most people are buying a currency and then all of a sudden I'm entering a short position and taking that pattern. But I'm only taking that short position after I've got confirmation that it looks like the currency pair may have topped out and now it looks like it's going to reverse. So that's a reversal pattern. The continuation pattern is probably a slightly safer pattern, and it's one that I have a couple other indicators and other things I'm looking for that back up the continuation pattern. But overall on a chart, this is what we're looking for. Let's say we were in a large uptrend, and then we'd already had that pullback, but that pullback goes only so far. And so we're getting the pullback's a retracement of the previous uptrend. So it's a retracement back down after an uptrend. And then after we've had that pullback down again, then what I'm looking at doing is seeing some form of pattern there, some form of candle pattern and other indicators, maybe a support and resistance bands, whatever it might be, but primarily based on a candle pattern, say, now's the time to go long again. So we're buying that currency pair after it's had a pullback, but bearing in mind that the overall direction has been up, then it's had the pullback, and then we're looking at going long again. And so I trade those continuation patterns quite a lot. I find they're very safe because it means you're trading with the overall, in this case, uptrend, but after we've had the pullback, looking at going long again. So you are trading with a predominant trend. But it's two patterns that I trade and I look for all the time. I also teach that on my course. So I just wanted to let you be aware of the two types there, reversal patterns and continuation patterns. Two very, very powerful, slightly different, but very powerful setups to look out for on your charts. On to my trades personally this week. I've had a slightly tougher week this week, had some good trades and a few losing trades. Overall, I'm about 1% up for the week right now, and I still have Friday to go. Been Friday morning here in New Zealand, we've still got the entire day to go, and I have taken quite a number of trades today. But overall for the week on my set and forget trades that all my clients get, I'm up just over 1% for the week on closed out trades. And on a Europound breakout system that I use, it's a set once a week. It's a breakout system that's part of my strategy. I'm up 1.5% on that. So that's closed at 1.5% for the week, a full profitable week on that strategy. But on my other charts, on a few other daily charts I've taken and some 4-hour leads and 1-hour leads, I'm down around 1.5% for the week. And so overall net, I'm up just over 1% for the week on closed trades, with behind me here a good number of trades open. So if they come through, then I might end the week on around between a 2 and a 3% gain, depending on how these trades go here. But whatever they do, I will be closing pretty much all of them before the end of the trading week. A couple of trades I wanted to point out. Now, these trades were both mentioned to my clients yesterday, so on Thursday, and one of them was to take a short position on the Euro-US dollar. Now, throughout the day, the Euro-US dollar moved 140 pips from its highest to its low point, and the trade that I took and suggested made 124 pips. So it's a pretty amazing trade. It made 124 pips out of a total daily range of 140 pips. With that trade, with a stop loss, it made a 3.6 to 1 risk to reward. So if you were trading, let's say, at for round numbers, a 1% risk on that trade, you'd have made a 3.6% gain on that one trade. So very high risk to reward. The other trade that I suggested to my clients yesterday also hit full profit was the New Zealand US dollar. And that trade moved 183 pips throughout the course of the day. And I picked up 152 pips on that trade. But remember, the profit targets and the stop losses were set at the beginning of the day. I didn't know it was going to move 183 pips out the day, but my profit target was set at 152 pips for a technical reason. But you can see what a great trade again that was. That made a 3.2 to 1 risk to reward. So in other words, risking 1% of your account on that trade, it made 3.2%. So two fantastic trades there, very, very small drawdowns on those trades, and both reaching their profit target and exiting for full profit within the 24 hours of the day. So two really great trades there. Overall on the charts right now today, I can see some strength in the US dollar, also strength in the Swiss franc, and there's been renewed strength in the British pound towards the end of the week. Weakness has been the commodity pairs again, or currencies again. We've seen weakness in the Australian dollar, huge weakness in that again, New Zealand dollar, Canadian dollar, and also on the gold and silver. And silver itself against the US dollar is now down to a level that we've not seen since September 2010. It's now down below $20 an ounce. So very low levels there, and right now they still look like they're continuing to fall as I'm looking or look behind my charts before I started this video. And so gold and silver falling, Aussie, Kiwi, Canadian dollar still continue to fall. I've had some great feedback from people again this week, some fantastic emails, and also people who are following me on Forex Peace Army reporting that they're making excellent profits from just following my daily analysis of the market. And also, if you do have any comments and you'd like to enter them here on this page, please do enter them in the discuss box below. So that's all for now. Have yourself a fantastic weekend and look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye for now.